your aunt had it and got healed. The Bible said by your testimony you'll overcome. Come by and tell me how every one of these little bratty kids of yours had runny nose and should be in the hospital, and mama laid hands on them and God healed them. Tell me about the times your children had fevers that doctors couldn't bring down and God healed them. Tell me about the times you didn't know you were going to live and God healed you. I'm not looking at a black thing. I'm telling you, I'm getting ready to walk where nobody's ever walked and go where nobody's ever gone. And if you want to go, come on. And if you don't, stay home. I felt it a long time ago. If people don't want to go with you, don't take them. My wife and I rented a big bus to go to Baltimore, Maryland one time, to Elkton, Maryland one time for a big convention. We paid for the whole bus. I told the bus driver, we're going to sing all the way up there and shout all the way back. And we made a mistake and put free on the invitations. You tell a Christian something's free, they'll break in the church to get it. They don't have to need it. They don't have to know what it is. Just as long as it's free. Anything you get free is going to cost you, trust me. This lady we had never seen before come and decided she was going to ride to Maryland with us. One of her friends had invited her. She wasn't going to church, Pastor. Her friends, her family were coming to the church to pick her up and take her out while we were in church. But it was free. We got on the interstate going up there. We were all just singing. This old woman come up to me and she said, that music's too loud. Can you turn it down? I said, yes, ma'am, I can fix it. I told that guy, you turn it up till her ears bleed. I'm tired of these jerks that never do nothing but complain. Y'all hear me? She come in a few minutes and I went back there and she was trying to let the wind down on the bus. I said, woman, what you doing? It's too cold in here. I said, honey, I'll fix that. I went up and told that guy, I said, I want you to turn that air conditioning down to the pipes bust. She's sitting back there shivering. I'm going to get sick. And I asked that bus driver, I said, is there a rest area up here? He said, yes, sir. I said, pull into it. He said, Reverend, we got bathrooms on this bus. I said, I know. Pull into it. While we were going, I went and said, lady, would you mind giving me your address in case something happens? Because I knew something was going to happen. This is way before cell phones, and I pulled in, went to the pay phone, and I called this address. And I said, is somebody going to be there a minute? I give this woman's name. Yeah, she's gone to Maryland. I said, yeah, but she's coming right back home. Her trip's been cut short. I called me a taxi. Taxi got there in about 10 minutes. I said, lady, here's your taxi. She said, but I wanted to go to Maryland. I said, lady, I'm telling you one more time, this is your taxi. I lost. Anybody ever lose patience with things? Well, and I love this. Well, you call yourself a Christian. I said, I ain't never said I'm a Christian. I said, I'm a man doing business. Y'all ever get that? You call yourself a Christian? She said, well, I'll never be to your church. I said, ma'am, you ain't never been there anyway. If folks don't want to go, don't take them. Some of you are sitting here right now, and I'm going to challenge you. Got nothing to do with money, got nothing to do with personalities. I'm going to challenge you. Start telling God. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do it. And I'm not going to stay here just looking at that blank wall. I'm going to go and follow somebody. If I can't find nobody, I'm going to go myself. And I'm going to go into this new place where I've never been before. And if you've ever been in a new place, it's exciting. You can smell the paint. I love the smell of the leather in a new car. I love to smell the paint in a new house and feel the carpet under my feet. God's trying to tell some of us, why sit you here? Why don't we arise and shine and let the glory of the Lord come into our spirit? Somebody going to help me just a little? I don't know how long I've preached. I know I've preached too long. Some of you are sitting here right now, and that divorce might be right in your face. Somebody might be saying, we're going to evict you out of your house. Somebody might be saying, you got to do this or you got to do that. You're facing bills. You don't know how you're going to pay them. You got problems in your body. You don't know what to do with it. But have you ever been there before? And have you ever seen God fail you? And have you ever seen God say, that's too big for me? Have you ever seen God say, hey, I know you got a $1,200 payment, but I'm out of money this month. We'll have to get some next month. He's always provided. If your faith's gone, let faithfulness kick in. Let faithfulness kick in. I want to be with Jesus. I want to reign with him. He's not going to say this is a man of faith, but he's going to say he's here because of his faithfulness. It's faithfulness. I want to tell you something. Some of you are facing crisis that would probably scare me to death. Some of you are going through things that you wouldn't even want to explain to your best friend. But when Jesus cried out, why hast thou forsaken me? Everybody heard him and they mocked him. And they said he's saying he's Elisha. All he was saying was, this flesh of mine aches. I wish I couldn't feel the pain of the lashes on my back and the spear in my side. I feel these shrill rusted nails in my flesh. I feel the thorns on my head. Father, can you feel this? Father, can you feel this? I believe with everything in my heart that God had to turn his face. And I know he had to weep a tear. How do you know God cried? Because Jesus said, I can do nothing unless the Father taught me. And at his best friend's death, Jesus wept. I believe the Father was crying. And he was saying, son, I want to come, but you can't get where you need to be if you stay where you are. God's telling you some of you this today, you can't stay where you are and get to the greatness in God that he wants you to be in. He's got another plateau for you. He's got another level for you. And he's trying to say, if you don't go, I'm going to shove you through. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. What's the crisis? What's the crisis? What great problem are you having to get involved in? What's the situation? When you stood over your brother's casket, it wasn't a happy feeling. If you could have, you'd have brought them back, but they wouldn't have come. They just said, Dallas, I love you to death, darling. But you don't know what it's like over here. But you'd have pulled them back. If just to say that, I love you, one more time. Just to hold them one more time. Some of you have stood over caskets and you thought it would end your world, but somehow God got you through it. Some of you have seen your children misbehave and do evil, bad things. And you said to yourself, I knew I would never see this happening to me. And he crushed your pride. And friends that were your friends didn't want to talk to you anymore. Everything left you. And for a while, you got down there right where Satan wanted you to be. And all the time, you were doing nothing. He was winning. If you can't change it, listen to this. If you can't change it, God put it there. If you can change it, it's your making. But if you can't change it, Daniel didn't accidentally put himself in front of a den of lions. Shadrach accidentally didn't appear in front of a fiery furnace. Moses didn't stand all of a sudden in front of a Red Sea. God put him there. And he showed them everything natural in you can't do this. Is anybody going to help me? Everything natural in you can't do this. Jesus realized the flesh man that he walked in, although he's God manifest in the flesh, he realized for an instant how weak and what a failure flesh was. Why have you forsaken me? I've wept pillows full of tears, thinking God had left me. I've walked, and when I'm troubled, I walk. I've walked shoes, leather off of shoes, just walking, trying to find the way. But when I stopped walking, he was present. I've checked myself in so many ways to find my failures, to see why God wouldn't bless me in instances and in times. And all of a sudden, I realize it's not the flesh God's after, because it's not going to enter into the kingdom. And there wasn't nothing wrong with his spirit. It's divine. If you're as bored as you look, I'm in trouble. Are you through? Are you ready to tell God, I see my future, but you know my destiny. I could fail tomorrow if it wasn't for the amazing grace of God. I could die tomorrow if it wasn't for the health of God. Little man stood one time, weighed about 185 or 125 pounds, and had about an 18-inch waist. And I was enjoying one of my favorite gourmet meals, a hot dog with mustards and onions and chili on it. And he said, "Preacher, I love you, but you're going to die of a heart attack." It was about 15 years ago, and 2 weeks after he said that, he died of a heart attack. And I'm still eating my gourmet hot dogs. Some of you are sitting here tonight, and God wants to challenge you. He wants to ask you, how long is it going to be before you step through it? Stand to your feet with me. Kind of step out in the aisles on both sides, if you would. Don't come up here. Just give yourself a little room. I feel like stepping out tonight. I feel like, Brother Rocky, stepping out tonight. I feel like laying those things beside me and away from me that has so easily beset me. That's not necessarily sin. Sometimes we get so hung up on problems that they hold us back. They become our God. The Indians and the Hindus worship everything. They'll pick up a rock and start worshiping it. We couldn't do that. But we pick up things, and I'm not talking about materialistic things. There's nothing wrong when you having a nice pair of shoes and a nice car. But we pick up things that bother us, and we claim them. We just claim them. Well, until I get rid of this, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've tried and prayed, Sister Dallas, I don't want you to tell me how many times folks have said, I've tried and tried, and I just can't get over this. Let me ask you this question. Are you ready to go? And are you ready to say, I'm claiming? You know, I love that song they sang, but the devil don't even have to steal stuff from us anymore. We just give it to him. It's like the bully at school. Well, a bully in their school, when he's about that tall, man, really none of us could whip him. His hands were like lightning. So a bunch of us just grabbed a hold of him one day and threw him in a locker and locked him up and left him 2 days. We saw it when we got back there. The locker was kicked and bruised, but he couldn't get it open. We said, boy, we're going to let you out of there on one condition. What? You don't ever fight nobody else while you're in this school. I'll whip all of you. And I got out and we left him 2 more days. And after 4 days, he saw it our way. Some of y'all need to take that old spirit that's been telling you you can't do it and lock it in a locker room for a few days and say, I'm going to check on you occasionally. How many of you in the past week have made this statement? I don't know what I'm going to do with this. In your spirit, you might have never spoken it. This is the hard one. I've wept rivers. And as I grow more mature, I did it foolishly. I've sacrificed things God never required of me out of foolishness. I fasted when God never spoke to me and never accomplished a thing. It just got my spirit under subjection. I believe in fasting. Longest fast ever done was 28 days, nothing but water. But I'm going to tell you folks something. If I've ever felt the mind of God in my spirit, I feel the mind of God moving in this church tonight. And God said the spirit of wisdom is going to come into your minds. And I'm going to show you that I have not forsaken you. Somebody praise him. I feel the wisdom of God getting right in the back of some of your minds. And I'm just weak. I just feel myself just floating in the spirit. And I hear God telling some of you, this is the night you've been waiting for. I want you to step out into that destiny and leave that mess you've been fighting along. Don't even look back to check and see. Just tell every devil out of hell, I'm going to step out of this and you're not going to bother me anymore. I don't care if it's a mental problem. I don't care if it's a spiritual problem. I don't care if it's a financial problem. I don't care if it's a marriage problem. I don't care what kind of problem it is with your children. I don't care what kind of problem it is with your knee. You need to tell God, I know now you have not forsaken me. You're here. Oh, Jesus, somebody help me. Everybody's got the Holy Ghost. I challenge you to raise your hand and get in the spirit about a minute. I hear God pointing his finger. I see him pointing his finger at some of you. And he's telling you, I'm going to pull you into where this thing's going to work out. I'm going to pull you into where this thing's going to, oh yeah. I'm going to pull you into where I'm going to heal your mind. And you're going to think on these things. You're going to think on the anointing of God.